Who has more leverage than Dan Hurley? Nobody.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
That opened so good, we wanted to make sure you heard it twice. And yes, I gave a call back to Jim Harbaugh, to the Harbaugh brothers. The Harbaugh family creed. Who has it better than us? Nobody. Because when we were last talking about that, it was because Jim Harbaugh won a national championship at the University of Michigan and then took his talents to the pros. We thought Dan Hurley was about to do the same. Remember just last week, it was the death of college athletics as we know it. The Lakers are getting their guy again. They were done with the facade of J.J. Redick. Dan Hurley, they're zeroing in on him. Day one of the NBA Finals, that's what we're talking about. The Lakers, y'all are so petty. Y'all are so petty for helping that leak out on the day one, game one of the NBA Finals with the Celtics trying to chase that 18th banner. I know exactly what y'all were doing. And also, Dan Hurley, you ain't sneaky either. We're going to get to that and more. It's Theo Dorsey, theoretically speaking, kicking it with you here. We got C-Cat on the ones and twos. Make sure you're locked in on YouTube at Theo Speaking and stream with us. It is a great Monday here on the show. Not only is it just a Monday, but coming off of every weekend, when we have our Monday shows, you already know what time it is. To Duffy's MVP Monday, we'll be giving out our MVP candidates from the weekend, the sports MVP from the weekend that we'll be giving you. We'll give you three candidates and give you the winner of MVP of the weekend on today's show. We also are going to have Uncle Steve in for a get around. We're going to kick it with Uncle Steve. And we already know tonight, game two, Stanley Cup Finals. Panthers, Oilers looking to get a 2-0 lead to take that back to Edmonton. And again, Connor McDavid left shutout.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that, right?
Who said it was going to happen?
You did.
So did Josh Mosner. We talked about
this. Yes,
yes, lock him down.
Appreciate all the fans that were kicking it with us on Saturday for our Panthers on the Growl pregame show out there at the Tin Roof in Delray Beach. That was a great time. And yes, we got most of our parlay right. The only one that we screwed up on was the one I called.
Yeah.
And that was a Matthew Tkachuk goal.
You're due now.
I am due. But I did say a Panthers win. And I've now 2-for-2 on predicting Panthers wins. We'll see what happens tonight. We'll give some takes on that later on today too. But we have to start. We have to start with Dan Hurley rejecting the Los Angeles Lakers job. Reportedly 6 years, $70 million, about $12 million a year. Dan Hurley, the back-to-back national champion at UConn, deciding, I don't want to go to Hollywood. I want to stay in Storrs, Connecticut, and chase a three-peat. So when I look at this deal, when I look at the fact that we learned about it about a week ago, and when it was reported by Adrian Wojnarowski, first really he tweeted it out. And his first hit was on Sportsmanlike right here on ESPN 106.3 with Evan Cohen, Michelle Smallman, and Chris Canty. Adrian Wojnarowski said the Lakers were locked in on Dan Hurley, and he was their most prized candidate from the start of the search. That's what he said. There was also a lot of reports on that day, the morning of game one of the NBA Finals, that Dan Hurley was going to get this mega offer from the Los Angeles Lakers. They were going to break the bank. They were going to go all in to get Dan Hurley. And then we found out just hours ago, not only did Dan Hurley turn the job down, it was 6 years and a measly $70 million. See, Cat, you know what I could do with $70 million? I mean, I can't get up in the morning. Unless it's like at least 80.
Yeah, you've always told me that.
Yeah.
That's the number. It's that $70 million. It's nothing.
That's nothing to me. And it's nothing to Dan Hurley apparently as well, except it is one thing. Not just for Dan Hurley, but also for the Los Angeles Lakers. This was one of the most massive leverage plays I've seen, and they did it right in front of all of our eyes. How could we be so dumb? How did we fall for this pretend push for Dan Hurley. It's a win-win for literally everybody involved. And let's just start on the Dan Hurley side of things, right? Because that's the easiest one to break down. How does flirting with the Los Angeles Lakers after two straight national titles in a year where you're also trying to make sure that you are retaining recruiting class and you're retaining your roster and trying to make sure you can actually chase that three-peat, how does this benefit Dan Hurley? Well, if we're to believe what Adrian Wojnarowski's reports are, and also if you go to the ESPN.com article here, it says, matter of fact, how about this? We had Woj on SportsCenter earlier today, right?
Yeah.
The good people want to take a listen to him. Here's what Woj said earlier on SportsCenter, and listen closely because Adrian Wojnarowski, who doesn't really BS us a lot, he gives us his report straight up. He said something in there that makes my ears perk up a bit about how this might have been just a leverage play all along. Take a listen.
This, I'm told, is really a once-in-a-lifetime offer. Now, he had already been talking with UConn about a new deal, about another contract after winning his back-to-back title that will put him among the highest-paid coaches in college basketball. But they'll eventually, I'm told, finish that up. But the Lakers' money was substantial, nearly $12 million a year. And again, Hurley thought long and hard about this.
Woj says Dan Hurley was already in talks with UConn about a contract extension. Before, out of nowhere, a month into the Lakers' search, literally more than a month after they had already fired their head coach, Darvin Ham, we hear the first reports that Dan Hurley is number one on the Lakers' list to bring in and be the next leader of the Lakers. And he was already in talks with UConn. I don't know how much you get into negotiations and the art of business, CCAT, but one thing that can really help you when you're in the midst of a negotiation and maybe you haven't reached it, because, I mean, if I check my clock, it was April when he wrapped up that national championship run.
Yeah.
It is June now. So that's 2 months. If Dan Hurley and his agent and UConn were all on the same page, this contract extension would have already been wrapped up by now.
It's simple. Dan Hurley went to the NBA and got an appraisal. Like, he was just told what he's worth, and he went to UConn and said, this is what I'm worth. Pay me what I'm worth.
And that's literally exactly what happened. If I were to run down to you the top five college basketball by head coaches by total pay, and this is according to, I think, Sports Track. I got to go back and see. I screenshotted it on my show sheet here. But number one is Bill Self at $9.4 million a year at Kansas. Bill Self, who also has two national titles to his name, is number one at 9.4. Number two is John Calipari at 8.5. And number three is Tom Izzo at $5.7 million a year. If you're Dan Hurley, and I understand that you don't have the same luxuries of these other schools because they have the football income that UConn doesn't benefit from, but if you're Dan Hurley and you are unequivocally the best college basketball coach in the game right now, and y'all brought this up to me before the show, I didn't even think about this, but Gino Auriemma on the women's side already getting paid like a top basketball coach on that side. They're forking out a lot of money to the women's basketball coach. You don't have many tricks in your back pocket to create leverage, to be able to say I should be paid X amount of dollars based on my performance and my proclivity to help this team win. Unless you get a franchise like the Lakers, who also had something in their back pocket to gain from this as well, to get on board with a little push, acting like Dan Hurley is a top candidate. And I bet you wonder, well, what do the Lakers get out of this? How can the Los Angeles Lakers benefit from being publicly denied by a college basketball coach in the midst of a search? Well, we already have been knowing and hearing for the past 3 weeks, CCAT, who the Lakers want to hire as their head basketball coach.
J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick, LeBron James' favorite podcaster, is already, and he's been the leading candidate for head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers for the past 3 weeks. We've been hearing all the reports. We've been seeing all the sourcing. All fingers point to J.J. Redick. If you're the Los Angeles Lakers and you've been getting toyed with and made fun of in the public about chasing after J.J. Redick, who seems to be just LeBron James's friend, why not have a public courting of a coach that you can at least look around and say, hey, he's the X's and O's savant that you all know and love. He's the guy that won over all of the media during the college basketball run through March Madness. And also, Dan Hurley is a guy who also would be more than willing to let this thing go public because he's in the middle of a contract negotiation. If the Los Angeles Lakers really wanted Dan Hurley as their coach, they would have showed us by a bigger number than 6 years and $70 million. $12 million a year doesn't put Dan Hurley in the top five of NBA head coaches paid. And on top of that, all of the reporting that Woj has put out around this thing has seemed to be a big PR report, a big PR release for not just Dan Hurley, but the Los Angeles Lakers. To me, this feels like one of those scenarios where both parties felt like they had something to gain. Dan Hurley can now go back to UConn and say, hey, the Lakers were willing to pay me $12 million, and I turned that down. Kentucky earlier was willing to pay me $11 million a year, and I turned that down. All I ask is you to make me the highest paid men's basketball coach in the nation by putting me right at $10 million, and all is well. And if you're the Lakers, now when you hire J.J. Redick, we don't get to get here and make fun of you because you're getting a guy straight off the broadcast booth who's not coached anybody older than 10 years old in an organized manner in his life. Now you get to say, no, well, we tried to go get James Borrega, and we tried to go get Dan Hurley, but they turned us down, so J.J. Redick is our lead guy, and we'll roll with him. This is one of the more obvious, more like literally, like I feel embarrassed for even being sucked into this thing and thinking Dan Hurley was going to take the job in the first place.
It's like we're living throughout the last 5 minutes of an Ocean's movie where like the plan comes together and the montage goes, oh, I didn't see that point. But there was no like disinformation or lying made, right?
No.
These were chess moves that were had ulterior motives along with those conversations, those news drops. No one lied. But no one was completely upfront about their complete motivations.
And that's the beautiful thing about this. They didn't have to lie to get around it. It wasn't lying, but it was manipulation. And another thing that feels almost, I mean, this is all genius. And I do have to applaud the Lakers and Dan Hurley for executing this thing seamlessly. Because this was all genius. You know what else they did that nobody's talking about right now, the Los Angeles Lakers?
What?
By publicly putting it out there. I feel like the $12 million a year number is the perfect number. Both sides probably agree. Like, yeah, let's just throw it out there. $12 million a year. By publicly putting it out there that you were going to offer Dan Hurley, the hottest name in coaching, $12 million a year. Well, now if I'm J.J. Redick and the job has been sewn up for 2-3 weeks now, I've literally been sitting with LeBron James and building up a playbook of what we're going to run next year with Bronny on the court. And you walk in that door with Rob Pelinka and you try to negotiate, like, you can't get any, you can't demand anything over $10 million now.
No.
You've literally, them putting out there that they were going to offer Dan Hurley $12 million and him turning that down publicly has put a hard cap on what J.J. Redick can make. And this is important because though J.J. Redick is a novice NBA coach, he would be because he has not, again, coached organized sports outside of youth basketball yet. He is a former NBA player that was getting paid an NBA salary in the past 2 years. He is a professional broadcaster that literally is broadcasting on the NBA Finals right now on ABC. The dude is getting bank. He had leverage in that sense. So he was a guy that might have been able to walk into the door and demand $14, $15 million out of the Lakers. Now this benefits Rob Pelinka and the Buss family because they now have a hard cap on what J.J. Redick can make. Dan Hurley can go get his bread from UConn. And the person that nobody's talking about in any of this, poor James Borrega. Like, well, his name's getting floated out there as a candidate. Nobody's taking him seriously. I know one thing for sure. That dude ain't going to be coaching the Lakers next year.
So I guess the only loser is just J.J. Redick, who's going to make a little bit less money if he is indeed announced as the next coach.
Yeah. I mean, technically, the only person that really lost in this whole scenario would be J.J. Redick's agent / bank account, and slightly, because I'm not sure what he was going to be able to demand when he walked through that door, but I know what he has the cap at right now, and that's $12 million. It is a Duffy's MVP Monday. That means throughout the show, we're going to be giving our MVPs of the weekend, who shined the brightest, who was able to elicit the most MVP chance from the crowds. And our first candidate on this Duffy's MVP Monday, well, it doesn't come by way of me or C-Cat. It comes by way of Bob Myers from last night's Game 2 of the NBA Finals. Take a listen.
Let me ask you guys a question. Malika, I'll start with you. Who's the MVP right now of the Finals? I got my answer, but I'll go that.
I got my answer, too.
All right, right now,
you just saw
I'm going to go with Jaylen Brown.
Okay. I'm going Jaylen Brown. What about you?
Drew Holiday.
I'm going Brad Stevens.
I get it.
But the team.
Put a team together.
You put a team together. Drew Holiday might have been the best player in this game. The first game, it might have been Jaylen Brown. Might have been Porzingis. That's the advantage that this Celtics team has.
Brad Stevens, the first candidate for the Duffy's MVP of the weekend. And boy, does he deserve it. I was one of the many people who were laughing in the face of the Boston Celtics when I watched Brad Stevens fail forward from head coach to general manager. But the three deals that he made to bring in Kristaps Porzingis, to bring in Derek White, and to bring in Drew Holiday, on top of the fact that he doubled down with and stuck with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, that Celtics team is a monster. It's a Goliath. Back in like January when I watched the game and was like, I was hit with a wave of realization like, yeah, they have way too much ammunition to not finally win the championship. I remember I was sitting in that seat across me over here looking right at my guy Ken LaVica, and I said it, and they berated me for it, and they clowned me for it. I said the Boston Celtics are going to finally get over the hump and win the NBA Finals this year. And you know what? They made me cower from my decision.
Yeah.
And I respect them from that. And as a Miami Heat fan, I appreciate them from getting me off of that hill. But now the inevitable is happening. Brad Stevens put together an impenetrable roster, and the Dallas Mavericks, as great as they've been and how good they looked against the Minnesota Timberwolves, they've got nothing for these Celtics, even if Kristaps Porzingis' health is in question for the rest of this series. The Celtics are up 2-0 right now. The Celtics have led 2-0 in the NBA Finals 8 times before, and all of those previous times, they've gone on to win it. Game 3 is Wednesday of the NBA Finals. We'll touch on that and more. I've got to see, or actually, we're not bringing in Uncle Steve yet. We're going to have some Caitlin Clark talk. I don't know if you've heard, C-Cat, but Team USA, they left Caitlin Clark off their 12-man roster. I mean, whoa, what are we going to do? However will we survive?
Will they win
an 8th gold medal? We'll talk about all of that next on Theoretically Speaking.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I'm seeing right here the Stanley Cup ratings up 43% according to the NHL. You're welcome. That's the Theoretically Speaking bump. C-Cat, mm-hmm. We did it.
Once we care about it, the world cares about it.
It's what we do. It's no accident. It's no accident at all. Speaking of, though, car accidents, truck accidents, slip and fall, Anajar and Levine, you know the names. You also know the game. Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, they will fight for you because they don't get paid unless you do. They'll fight to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. Call Anajar and Levine for your free consultation. Don't just settle for any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine. That's the Anajar and Levine difference. It takes one phone call to take back control of your life. So take back control of your life. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Now, we won't be on site today, so I can't promise Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final to have the same uptick as Game 1. But those Panthers getting a win, I do still feel it in my spirit. It feels similarly to the Celtics and Mavericks, right? It feels like the Panthers have the better team, though on the other side, they clearly have the better player in Connor McDavid. There goes the extent of my puck talk for right now.
Now, you got it. You were on right track. I thought this would go the next 15 minutes talking puck. Is that all you tapped out?
I would talk puck for the next 15 minutes. C-Cat, you know me.
Yeah, that's true.
You know how I do.
We did it too much pre-show. Like, we got all our takes off. It won't be fresh if we do it on the air. Yeah. I don't want to be kind of disingenuous to the audience.
It would feel that way. I mean, once I drop a dry saddle, you know I'm deep into my puck talk. Mm-hmm. And I just did it again. Here I go. I'm getting over my skis.
It's okay.
You know, the reason why we have to punt on Panthers talk for right now is because everybody's up in arms. Everybody's all concerned and nervous and mad and crying. So I'll open up the phone lines here on Theoretically Speaking because I know you're out there. I know you're driving in your car. You're listening on your smart speaker. Maybe you're watching this on YouTube and you're like, I am just so torn to pieces. Caitlin Clark's not on the USA women's basketball team. I don't know how I'm going to watch the Paris Olympics anymore, because Caitlin Clark, who I just was made aware of probably 365 days ago, is not on the USA women's basketball team. So I'll do this now. I'll do this now to give you a chance to air your grievances. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Why? Why are you so up in arms? Why are you mad? Tell me why exactly you want Caitlin Clark to be playing in these Olympics with the Team USA women's basketball team, and I'll tell you why. I'm actually glad she's not, and I think it's best for all parties that she's not a member of that team. Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline, 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Whew. Now, C-Cat, I know you aren't the most locked in with women's basketball, right? You're not watching all the WNBA games left and right. I would argue a lot of people that are on Twitter, that are on these talk shows and behind the mics crying about this whole scandal, I guess. And again, I hesitate to call it a scandal, but feels like every time Caitlin Clark's name is brought up, it's such a huge deal. Are you at all moved by the fact that Caitlin Clark is being left off of this, you know, Team USA basketball team?
When I heard the news, I broke down to my knees in tears. Why? Not because for the sanctity of women's basketball, I need her on that team. Because I knew in segment two of Monday's Theoretically Speaking that we were going to have to talk Caitlin Clark yet again. That's why. Can we please go one day, maybe one week, without hoopla, without outrage on one side or another? Theo was like, all right, darn, that would have been cool. Next, scroll up. That's it. Thank you.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. And that's some serious,
oh, man.
That's some serious hate from C-Cat right there.
Hey. This, man, you corny.
The funny thing about this whole Caitlin Clark hoopla, and I'll call it that, is that nobody can give a real good reason for why they truly believe Caitlin Clark should be on this team that is centered around basketball. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the Team USA, the United States women's basketball team, which I'm sure their goal is not about, you know, necessarily quote unquote growing the game. It's not about driving up numbers. It's about going out and winning gold medals, right? Those other things are ancillary. They're points for sure, but they're trying to put the best 12 players on one team to come under one roof with one common goal, and that's to win their eighth gold medal. Here's Stephen A. Smith, who apparently he's big on behalf of having Caitlin Clark on this team. Again, he did remind us last week when he was trying to come at Monica McNutt that nobody does more for women's basketball than Stephen A. Smith. Here's Stephen A. Smith on First Take earlier, trying to give a reason why Caitlin Clark should be on the team and omitting the main reason why the team exists in the first place.
The idiocy of Team USA Women's Basketball. How dare you make this decision? It's stupid. And I'm going to tell you why it's stupid. I want all the ladies on this squad to know every single one of y'all are deserving it.
Okay.
Caitlin Clark does not deserve a spot ahead of any of the players on this roster. Okay? If we're talking just basketball, you know we're not. You know we're not.
Why aren't we? When did we stop talking about basketball? And I guess maybe the question should be, when are you going to start talking about basketball when it comes to Caitlin Clark? The funny thing about all of this is all it seems like Caitlin Clark cares about is hooping. All it seems like Team USA basketball cares about is hooping. But everybody else around it is either waving their pom-poms or wanting to watch her play some more or mad because they feel like there's some kind of injustice against Caitlin Clark going on in the WNBA or within Team USA Basketball, that everybody's defending a player who does not ask for their defense. I am flabbergasted at all of this. And I'll just say one person, if I were to raise my hand and be an advocate for one person in this whole Caitlin Clark saga that's going on right now, how about somebody care for the health of Caitlin Clark? Caitlin Clark, who, let's not forget, when she was at Iowa, she was that whole basketball team. She was the engine. That everything they did ran through Caitlin Clark. She played 41 games since October at Iowa, including exhibitions. The Iowa basketball season ended on April 7th. A week later, she was drafted into the WNBA, and she made her preseason debut on May 3rd, and she's since played 14 games on a condensed schedule with the Indiana Fever. She looks so worn down out there, especially in press conferences, answering all these idiotic questions from these new media reporters who have not been around the women's game and are asking about everything but basketball. Caitlin Clark needs a break. I'll be the advocate and say it. Team USA Basketball, number one, they wouldn't miss her. They're going to win a gold medal without her. And she also will be getting the fewest minutes of anybody on the court. So I'm glad we don't have to deal with you all crying that Caitlin Clark's not out there playing more basketball. You're crying about her being on that team. Do you know if she made the team, she'd be the 12th person on the bench? Like, she's not as talented as the other ladies yet. That's number one. Number two, she needs a break, not just from the cameras. Not just from all the attention, she needs a damn break from basketball so she can sit down for a second and rest her body, and maybe then she could pick up on her averages. See, Caitlin Clark is a prolific talent, but she has struggled so far through 12 games of her WNBA career. 16 points, 6 assists, and 6 turnovers per game. Those aren't the kind of numbers she would aspire to have, and I'm sure her sophomore campaign would be a lot better than her freshman one, but she needs a bit of rest.
But Theo, did you think about NBC? Did you think about the ratings? Did you think about the suits in the office begging and pleading?
Why is Stephen A. Smith crying for the NBC ratings? It's not like it's even on ESPN. He should be happy that ESPN has the bulk of the WNBA games and NBC won't be able to get her playing in the Team USA uniform. Everybody's confusing me. Everybody's arguing points and just yelling atop mountains. So I just figured I'd do the same and I'll yell as well. Caitlin Clark's not on Team USA basketball. And I don't give a damn, but I am happy that she's going to get a break, and I'll get a break from all of y'all's idiotic rhetoric around the situation. It is an MVP Monday, and our first candidate for Duffy's MVP of the weekend is none other than Brad Stevens of the Boston Celtics, the general manager who put together that roster that's up 2-0 in the NBA Finals. C-Cat, you have your own candidate for MVP of the weekend, and who may that be?
Scottie Scheffler. World number one for a reason. And when I say world number one, that's for the official world golf rankings. It's a point system, right? And it's not perfect because the live players aren't included anymore because they're not playing in those PGA Tour events. The gap between world number one, Scottie Scheffler, and world number three, Rory McIlroy, it's 745 points, which, I mean, for the untrained ear, the untrained eye, that may not mean anything to you, but I'll put it in context for this. That same gap between world number one, Scottie Scheffler, world number three, Rory McIlroy, is the same amount of points gap between world number three, Rory McIlroy, and world number 613. This is a different sport for Scottie Scheffler. He's ridiculous. He's won 3 signature events. He won the Players' Championship. He won the Masters. And this weekend, he won the Memorial Tournament. Scottie Scheffler is my Duffy's MVP of the weekend.
I love that one. I love a Scottie Scheffler nod. We got to talk a little golf here. We're going to bring in Uncle Steve to get around, and we'll address not just some Scottie Scheffler. We'll address Jimmy Butler in a Lakers uniform. He was hinting at that. We know we won't see Jimmy Butler in a Miami Marlins uniform, but we might see you at Lone Depot Park checking out them Marlins playing some hardball. I like when we call it hardball. People should use that word. Not baseball, hardball.
Okay.
It's more fun. You know, swinging a stick.
You might guess.
Hitting some balls out the park. And when they do that at Lone Depot Park, you can pull up marlins.com/tickets. That's how you can get in the gates. You know the best thing. Fiesta Fridays. You heard us talk about Fiesta Fridays already. I mean, Fiery 305 Eats. You get a post-game Miami-style party. But most importantly, C-Cat, $5 beers.
The only place.
$5 beers.
In Miami with $5 beers.
Right.
Crazy.
There at Lone Depot Park. And guess what? You have the $5 beers in your hand. I mean, you do one of those for the first four innings. That's just $20. You got four brews in you, and you got four innings of Miami Marlins baseball. Go and check it out. The Miami Marlins also have Legacy Saturdays. And then all season long, you can join them on any day of the week. It's any day of the week is a good week or a good day to check out some good baseball from the Miami Marlins. Get your tickets, Miami Marlins, marlins.com/tickets, or if you want the Friday tickets, marlins.com/Fridays, and try to get those Marlins back on the winning track. When we come back, we're going to bring in Uncle Steve. We'll talk some basketball. I got to know what he thinks is happening with Jimmy Butler, and I'm sure he has a good angle on if Brad Stevens should be considered the MVP of the Celtics right now. That roster is incredible. Stick around. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
The results are in. The results are in. I got them right here. I don't know if you can see on YouTube, streaming at Theo Speaking. The results are in from the Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections poll of the day. Through two games of the NBA Finals, who is your Finals MVP so far? I'll give you the answer of that after I tell you about the Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections. The August primary elections are actually coming up on August 20th. Eligible voters can vote in one of three ways, either by mail, at an early voting location from August 10th through August 18th, or you can wait till Election Day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 to 7. Visit votepalmbeach.gov to view your status and learn more, and we'll see you at the polls. Speaking of the polls, the results are in. Who is the NBA Finals MVP through two games? The options were Drew Holiday, Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis, and Luka Doncic. Am I missing somebody, C-Cat? Any big names?
Tatum, right?
Well, I haven't seen him in the finals so far.
Ooh.
And the answer to the poll, 50% of people going with Jaylen Brown. 50% of the vote going to Jaylen Brown, 20% to Kristaps Porzingis, another 20% for Luka Doncic, and 10% to Drew Holiday. And yes, I did misspell Luka Doncic's name. I put Lula Doncic, but I think the good people knew the assignment. One man that always knows the assignment, and he's a Palm Beach County Sports Hall of Famer, and he has a lot of wisdom for us, and he's ready for us right now. It's our guy, Uncle Steve.
He's our favorite uncle.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
A Palm Beach County Sports Commission Hall of Famer and president of Good Karma Brands. It's Steve Paulin Sr.
Uncle Steve, Uncle Steve, Uncle Steve.
Presented by PNC Bank. Committed to making a difference in the South Florida community.
Uncle Steve! Uncle Steve! Uncle Steve!
Man, hey, you probably got one of the best, like, beats on your intro of all of the Theoretically Speaking guests. Don't you just feel that energy coming in when you hear that intro?
I do. It's like, I feel like I have to live up to it. And it's, I hope I do. I hope I do.
Well, you know what? Maybe you will today. So far, C-Cat, has he lived up to it? Has he gotten up there?
It's a great first couple sentences.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's jump right into some of the action. We got our poll results back, Unc. We're asking who is the finals MVP through two games of Celtics-Mavs, which Boston leads 2-0 and it hasn't been close. 50% of the vote says Jaylen Brown. What say you, Uncle Steve?
Yeah, I think so, too. And it's a shame. I love the NBA. It's such a dud of a series. I mean, couldn't be less interesting. Nothing's close. You're like wanting, like it was 6 points with 2 minutes left, but you never really felt like it was.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just been, a very lame ending to a great season.
Couldn't agree with you more. And anytime the Celtics are winning, it's always going to be a lame ending to me. How are you? Where are you at right now? Where are you traveling at? Are you in New York? Are you all over across the country? Are you not allowed to say where you're at?
Why wouldn't I be allowed to say where I'm at?
I don't know,
you
man.
Every week.
I don't know. I don't know. People are looking for you. Where are you at right now?
No, I don't think I owe anybody money at the moment. I am in Palm Beach Gardens today.
Palm Beach Gardens.
Home.
Okay.
Palm Beach Gardens, yeah.
Well, you're close
and I
enough.
I keep texting people like, am I going to see you at the Panthers game? And I'm like, no, am I going to see you at my son's flag football playoff game that I'm coaching tonight? So that's what I'm doing.
What's y'all's record before we get on the get around and start traveling?
We've had a good regular season. We finished a regular season 8-1. And was not the beneficiary of a three-way tiebreak for first. So we're the three seed, and we're just going to do our best.
Hey, you know what? Wouldn't have it any other way, man. You're going to knock them off. We're rooting for y'all. Go Cobras. Let's get on the get around.
Yeah. All right. I get around.
What you mean you don't know? What is the actual name of the flag football team so we can shout them out here?
It's funny because in Gardens flag football, they don't name teams. It's just the coach's name, and then they let the players like pick a name. So my team calls themselves Red Mambas.
Ooh. Red Mambas. I like it. Okay, Red Mambas.
Yeah.
On the policy part. Let's get to our first stop on the get around.
Next stop.
We're in L.A. where Jimmy Butler flirted the idea of being in a Lakers uniform next season. Take a listen.
First and foremost, y'all see this shirt / jersey that I'm wearing right now. 22 purple and gold. Says Brink on the back, not Butler, unfortunately. Sorry, L.A. fans.
I think Jimmy Butler was doing more flirting with actual Cameron Brink herself than the Los Angeles Lakers on that day. But Steve, when you see Jimmy saying that, he's obviously kind of playing with the Lakers fans there. What are the odds you think he actually does end up, you know, in a Lakers jersey with LeBron?
I don't even think he was intimating that. I think he was like, hey, sorry, I'm not on the Lakers. Like, that's your all's loss. Like, I'm on the Heat. Like, this is the classic trying to make something, right? Out of, you know, a little something. Like, I know when there's smoke, there's fire. And Jimmy Butler did not have a great year. And there has been probably more talk than ever about do you need to trade Jimmy?
I wouldn't.
But I don't see anything there. I don't see anything there.
Me neither.
Next stop.
Wee Paris France. Caitlin Clark was left off the Team USA women's basketball roster, and it's an unlocked monster, according to her Indiana Fever head coach.
The monster in Caitlin Clark apparently being awakened because she won't be on that 12-man roster. Steve Policino, you know how business works. She obviously is the most popular person in the women's game, but not one of the 12 most talented. Should she have been on that roster?
Well, yeah, she should have been on that roster, or at least there should have been behind-the-scenes conversation about, like, hey, it's obvious you're a huge part of our future. Let's do this right. Like, do you need a rest? Is it better if you come? And, you know, you put out there that you're expecting to only play limited minutes, so the whole, you know, Caitlin supporters don't, you know, get on board. Like, it should have been collaborative. Like, it's just a miss. And now either she looks bad or now there's players looking bad. I heard I was reading something earlier today, and it was like, which player do you think is the reason why Caitlin Clark is left? Like, you know, pointing to the Isaiah Thomas, Michael Jordan sort of snub. It's just a miss on something that's going so well right now as far as the momentum on women's basketball and the WNBA. And could she use the rest? Probably. Could she get a lot from being there? Could it do a ton for continue to do great things for women's basketball? Absolutely. But these things should have been discussed, and it should have been really a joint decision in how it was made versus this way. And by the way, she doesn't need any extra motivation. She has a lot of turnovers, and she had a couple of rough games to start. Do you know how good she's playing? She's playing unbelievable. She's record-breaking performance right now as a rookie. I don't think she needs any extra motivation. She's saying it, though, because, you know, that's how she's wired.
She's got to say it. She's got to say it. And also, I will say, like, even if she made that roster, she'd be playing, like, 6 minutes a game. So I don't know why people are so up in arms about it.
Next stop.
Stores, Connecticut. UConn's Dan Hurley turned down the Lakers job and is returning to UConn to chase for a three-peat.
So, Steve, here's my theory on this. Dan Hurley was already in contract negotiations. That's been reported. He used the Lakers for more leverage to make sure UConn makes him the highest paid basketball coach. But also, the Lakers are using Dan Hurley to make it look like they swung for the fences when they were inevitably going to hire J.J. Redick. And on top of that, floating out the number $12 million a year for Dan Hurley and him rejecting that, that has now set a hard cap on what J.J. Redick can ask for at the negotiation table. How far off am I?
I think you're pretty good. I really do. I never saw Dan Hurley taking this job. I don't see Dan Hurley today as an NBA coach. Doesn't mean never, but I just don't see it today. I know there's some that are like, yeah, when's it ever going to get better than winning back-to-back national championships? That would be if your goal is to be an NBA head coach. It comes from a family of coaches. None of them have been NBA head coaches. Mm. It doesn't seem to be an aspiration of the Hurley, you know, of the Hurley family. This isn't like, ooh, you got him, right? It's not dissimilar than Krzyzewski when he did it years ago, you know, with the Lakers, you know, and was able to work Duke for some more dollars. And I just think the Lakers look terrible, you know, absolutely terrible, you know, from this. And if for an organization this magnitude, now it's like, even if you get Redick, he wasn't your first choice. I think that's to make Redick rethink it.
Well, and the problem around all of that is, too, if you do end up with Redick, or not the problem, the solution for the Lakers, at least I feel like they can say they went for a Hurley. They went for a James Borrega. It makes them look better for getting a guy that hasn't coached anything higher than a level that you've actually coached, and that's youth basketball.
Well, I mean,
next stop.
I think he's accomplished a couple more things than me. I am coming off a championship, right? Not two, though.
I don't know how many youth basketball championships J.J. Redick has. You've got that already.
Next stop.
Back here in South Florida, because I am hungry, I am thirsty, I want to watch a game. I'm going to Duffy's.
You are?
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm gonna tell you why that's a good decision.
Please.
Because you're probably just like a lot of other people. Yes.
Yes. Oh yeah, me too.
I
was at Duffy's for a game one of the NBA Finals, actually, that blowout. But a 2-for-1 drink makes any blowout less insufferable, for sure.
It sure does, because Duffy's Sports Grill is going cash crazy. Mm. Head over to your nearest Duffy's to catch every minute of Florida's quest to win it all. 80 TVs in each location. Never miss a minute. Every goal, every save, every big hit at Duffy's. 2-for-1 drinks with Steel reference, burgers, wings, and the hockey championship. Enjoy it all at Duffy's, where our game is always on.
That's what I'm talking about, Steve. Uncle Steve jumping in for a get around. Appreciate your time. And good luck tonight in the Flag Football Championship or the playoffs.
Yes, just one game at a time. One game at a time. Like the Panthers.
There we go. We love it. We love it. Thanks, Steve Polisener joining us there on Theoretically Speaking. A fun get around. And good luck to the Fighting Steves, the Red Mambas, tonight. I hope they win so that next time we check in with Steve, maybe he can show off that championship trophy to go along with those hot takes. You know, C-Cat,
mm-hmm.
It's only been getting hotter and hotter. We had a good rainstorm today that cooled things down a bit, but it is just ugly out there.
You open the door, it hits you in the face.
It literally punches you in the face like a 58-year-old Mike Tyson in a few months at least. The word heat in South Florida is what we cheer for, but EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing, they keep you cool. They block out the heat. They are a trained comfort specialist, and it is hard to stop a train. In fact, I just got my whole AC taken out. My old unit was terrible. It was some stuff they were using for renters at my house before. That's what our EDS servicers told me. And my guy Randy came in, they hooked it up, got a brand new air conditioning unit. And, I mean, that thing has never blown colder ever. I opened that door up and hit by a breath of fresh air. And that's just when my wife hugged me. And then afterwards, I'm hit by the AC vents with that big cool blast. Feels good. Feels good coming in after a long day of work and shooting videos for ESPN West Palm Play. Check us out on YouTube, by the way. EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing, they've been at it since 06. A family company owned and operated. Ed Sasso, great guy. Let him know Theo sent you. EDSAirConditioning.com. Get yourself hooked up. Get on the gold plan like me. 2 annual checkups, 15% off repairs, and the comfort of knowing EDS Air Conditioning has your back. EDS is yes. When we come back, we got to give an update on the playoff payoff. Myself and CK have been picking against the spread in the NBA Finals, as well as the Florida Panthers win if what? We answer that, and theoretically speaking, after the break.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
CK cutting up on the ones and twos, baby.
Yeah.
That's, come on, dog.
That's how I do.
That's what you do. Theoretically speaking, it's an MVP Monday, a Duffy's MVP Monday. Our three candidates for MVP of the weekend, we have Scottie Scheffler, world number one golfer. We have Brad Stevens, GM of the Boston Celtics. And the third submission, Sergei Bobrovsky, goalie for the Florida Panthers. I will give you the winner of the Duffy's MVP of the weekend after I tell you about how I'm becoming an MVP of the golf course. Thanks to Kaiser University's Golf Coaching Center. I mean, I've sung the praises before, but let me reiterate to you. We have a campus on the flagship campus of Kaiser University that has indoor and outdoor facilities, a putting green, a driving range. You can learn how to chip. You can learn how to work on that short game as well as finishing it off because you know you putt for the dough. But also, there's a 2,000-square-foot indoor facility, three different hitting bays, ball flight technology, and you can go in there with your coach. My coach's name is Pete. And they can line you up and have good video replay of that swing. So if you're striking it right, you get to look at that replay and say, good job. If you're striking it wrong, like I have been known to do, you look at the replay with him and he says, hey, tune that up, change that. That's how it goes at the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center, KaiserGolfCenter.com, to get locked in with the Seahawks and train like a pro. All right. The Duffy's MVP of the weekend between Brad Stevens of the Boston Celtics, Scottie Scheffler of, well, golf, and Sergei Bobrovsky of the Florida Panthers. It goes to Sergei Bobrovsky of the Florida Panthers. Now, here's why. For those that don't know what Sergei Bobrovsky did over the weekend, on Saturday, Sergei Bobrovsky stopped all 32 shots that he faced in game one. He led the Panthers to their first Stanley Cup final win of the series. They're up 1-0 over the Edmonton Oilers. And also, more importantly, he made six saves on the penalty kill. That's where the Panthers have been best. Sergei helping shut out Connor McDavid and Drysdale. Panthers win, and let's take him home. We always take you home with something positive. Let's take them home with this, C-Cat. The Panthers win tonight if they can hold Connor McDavid to under 1.5 points again. That is the key. We'll see what happens. Until then, we'll see you on Tuesday. Go in love, go in peace, go enjoy. Freddie and Harry next on ESPN 106.3.